lot of the time, life is simply a matter of being in the right place at the right time, or the wrong place at the wrong time. And that can especially be the case for people involved in risky activities like professional horse racing. If you're a jockey and you take a fall during a race, then whether you end up slightly injured or terribly injured or dead, it's pretty much a roll of the dice. But then, in a sense, I guess we're all in the same situation as the jockey, aren't we? With the best and the worst that can happen, just a random chain of events down the road. And with all that in mind, we have this piece from Canadian sound artist Sarah Boothroyd.
Everywhere we look, we see the influence of chance. We see randomness at work in the genetic mutations that are essential to evolution. Quantum physics describes a world of possibilities and uncertainty. Chance plays a role in climate science, too. Think of our inability to accurately predict the weather. Pebbles on the beach, the shapes of clouds, the turbulence of a wave breaking in the ocean. All of these things speak of randomness and the influence of chance in the world. Life itself is, at least in part, a game of chance rather than one of pure skill.
It's an amazing game. It's magical.
Crash. Pressure, unknowns.
We love it. It's the most beautiful place.
Look at the mountains and gallop around next to the ocean.
Battle,
bruise, bleed. You got the mountains in back, the snow-capped mountains, and, you know, the sun's shining, not a cloud in the sky.
Nervous, tense,
panic.
Over on the backside there in those trees, every morning we've got a couple of bald eagles that hang out.
Knocked out, crazy, broken bones. There's nothing like it. You look forward to getting up and doing it.
I always dreamed to be a writer.
Doctors.
Trouble. Fall down again.
You never know, you know. I mean, I could get hurt in the next race and that's the end of it. Probably been in, you know, 100 races where somebody got hurt, but I've ridden over 30,000 races.
The rider, he's putting his life on the line every time he was out there. You're on a little tiny saddle, going 40 miles an hour with 8 or 9 others around you.
You're a little guy with a big animal.
The average height is probably around 5'1". Some are much shorter than that and could weigh 100 pounds.
You're dealing with 1,000 to 1,500 pound animals that can throw you around like a rag doll if they really want to.
I've been lucky. In North America, they average 2 deaths a year, and I've got a lot of friends in wheelchairs.
There's been a lot of jockeys killed.
I would have to say I'm lucky. Other guys get up at 6 in the morning to go to a regular job for 8 hours. Yeah, of course there's risk.
From the moment we come into the world, we have something to lose. The question is whether to accept one risk or another. And whenever there are risks, there's luck.
Go ahead, guys. Might need you to put that rail up, boys. Just be ready. Robbie, you good there, Robbie? Robbie?
I'm all right.
The starting gate is tight quarters, very compact in there.
The thoroughbreds are running fractures, they're rearing, they're throwing their heads.
Claustrophobic. It's one of the most dangerous places in a race.
Way back, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie. Got one back, guys. Hold on. Hang on, guys, hang on. Hold it up. This is great. Hold it.
Coming down the stretch, I can hear the rider right next to me. I can hear the footsteps of my horse, the footsteps of his horse. And I can't hear a cheer from the outside rail. I can't hear 60,000 people screaming and hollering for the horses. Your mind separates things, and your focus can be so strong on one thing that it blocks the rest of the world out. A lot of winning races is about position. It's not always being on the best horse. I've got to find a way that I can put him in a position to get the most out of him. I've got to give him a chance.
Then sheer luck pops into place.
and we have a spill there on the turn.
Sometimes it seems like it takes 10 minutes to the time you hit the ground and things run through your mind. How the hell am I going to get out of this? Fear of falling. I hope I don't get hurt. Fall off rope and fall and tuck up and roll. A lot of times it's not the fall that hurts you. There's seven horses behind you that can't all miss you. Seven.
The number seven. Cross your fingers. Break a wishbone. Blow on dice. Knock on wood. Throw coins in a fountain. Make the sign of the cross. Find a ladybug. Four-leaf clover. A rabbit's foot. A horseshoe.
The world's first and only seven-time lottery grand prize winner.
It is really a needle in a haystack. Just unbelievable.
It's an 1879 Renoir, a masterpiece, discovered 2 years ago in, of all places, a West Virginia flea market.
Everything fell into place.
A classic case of being in the right place at the right time.
One of my best day courses was just being in the right place, right time. If I wouldn't have been standing there, it could have been anybody walking by. The guy asked me to work the horse. I win probably 5 graded stakes on this horse, and he was just by chance.
I got lucky and had a good agent. Actually getting introduced to the fellow that taught me how to ride was probably the luckiest break I had.
You can call it luck, but I think when you will something and you want it for long periods of time and you don't give up on that dream, if chance is offered to you, you've got to take advantage of it, but you find ways to make chances.
Result here in the final strides, exploding through on the rail to pull a monumental upset at 50-1. 50-1, the second biggest upset in Derby history.
One year you can do good, and next year you cannot find the winner's circle.
Racing's so unpredictable, and that's why they let you gamble on it. Sometimes the horses that look like they're standout, something might happen, they get a rough trip. We broke out of the starting gate, and this young apprentice came over and dropped myself and another rider. I got stepped on in my back.
Just wrong place, wrong time.
Couldn't feel my body. Couldn't move it. The horses turned for home. They were trying to get him to stop the race. The horses went scattering.
Who knows, you just walk out that door there and get hit walking across the street.
You just happen to be the one that gets taken out of the picture.
I wouldn't say it's much different. We just put ourselves out there a little more.
But when he looked out the window, he saw that a small plane had crashed into his house.
We're just out there having a good time, and all of a sudden, there was just this explosion.
And he says, "You're not going to believe this, but I think I was hit by lightning again." I said, "You think?"
It can happen to anybody.
Everything broke. And now I can't see my teddy ever again.
Oh, lots can go wrong. You're going to get hurt. It's just a matter of when. It's just how bad you're going to get hurt.
Broken ribs. I've broken my ankle twice. I've broken my leg. Broken hands.
Fingers.
Broken my collarbone.
Toes.
Feet. Broken. Broken. Broken.
I got a broken femur. I got a broken arm.
Broken.
Elbow.
Broken my right shoulder.
A lot of broken bones.
Broken. I knew it was broken.
Knocked out.
Fractured.
Stepped on.
Dislocated.
Get hurt.
16 days in the hospital.
Pulled all the ligaments out of my ankle.
Ripped all the skin completely off my jaw.
I had a horse flip on me and land on me.
Woke up a day later in the hospital. I managed to walk away, so I actually am very lucky.
Coming around the turn here in the far corner, my horse tripped and fell. I broke 6 ribs on this side. I broke 1 on this side. I cracked a vertebrae. I bruised my lung, and that one hurt. But other than that, I've been pretty lucky.
I think the worst is when I fractured my skull and my back in three places. But I've been lucky. My injuries haven't been that bad.
The danger part, do I think of it?
You fall, you get back up and you brush it off and say, thank God I'm okay, and when's my next race?
We do our best not to let these kind of things happen. Can we control that? No, but we can't control our general life either.
Control.
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 Never put a cowboy hat on your bed. Never change a horse's name. Avoid gray horses. Avoid horses with four white feet. Never walk under a ladder. Never step on cracks in the pavement. Never open an umbrella indoors. Never speak ill of the dead. Avoid black cats, the nine of diamonds, the number 13.
I know a really good rider. He went over 9,500 races, and he used to wear his underwear inside out.
I know a guy who wears two colored socks.
One pink sock and one white.
I wear wristbands. There's a pattern. I make sure I have this one on top, this one on bottom, this one right, this left. I know that I would use it as an excuse if I got beat or something. I might blame it on them. Was that legit? Probably not.
Hey, horses on the track now for race number four.
I've never been superstitious. I don't believe in a whole lot of luck. I believe you make it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe if I was superstitious, I would have won 5,000 races instead of over 3,500.
Shackelford's going to make the lead in that mad rush to the first turn. Midnight Interlude is there. Then Santiva. Pants on Fire is right there in fourth. There goes Nero. They're into the stretch. And it's Shackelford with the rail. And Nero, Animal Kingdom, roaring down the center of the track. And Shackelford, but it's Animal Kingdom to win the Derby.
I think I'm one of the luckiest guys in the whole world. Every day is different. Not one day is exactly the same as the next.
It's a great rush, it really is.
The workings of evolution, the evolution of life itself, or just the evolution of one particular person's life story, is the result of a long string of chance events, an infinity of accidents.
Prediction of what the outcome is more or less a guessing game.
The whole thing is just being at the right place at the right time.
You need luck.
You gotta have luck on your side.
You gotta have luck. You do.
And on RN, you've been listening to Chance from Canadian sound artist Sarah Boothroyd. That was made for Falling Tree Productions, and you heard it right here on Earshot. I'm David Rutledge. Bye for now.